The Beijing Olympics begin on August 8th, and you'd better believe until then, thousands of athletes will be training furiously, hoping they can bring home the gold, or silver, or bronze. Among them are two Afghans from Afghanistan's national Taekwondo team. They don't have much when it comes to training facilities or money, but they still hope to be the first Afghans ever to win Olympic medals. From Kabul, NPR's Ivan Watson has this profile.
It's dawn, and the sun is starting to peek through the trees in Kabul's Sharinau Park. Among the Afghan men jogging here is a tall 23-year-old named Nisar Ahmed Badawi. He is an Afghan Taekwondo champion who hopes to make history for his country this summer at the Olympics in Beijing.
Maybe I will be the first medal history of Afghanistan, Olympic medal.
By evening, Nisar is barefoot, dripping sweat, and yelling battle cries as he unleashes a series of powerful spin kicks against a padded target held by a trainer. Nisar and the Afghan National Taekwondo team train every night in this cramped gym located off a dirt road in Kabul. The exercise may sound comical, but the flying kicks these fighters deliver to each other's bodies are no joke. The team's coach is a Korean named Min-Sin Hak. He calls this punishing exercise a warm-up.
They're hurting each other.
No, this is not hurt. You know, they are playing now. This is just a warm-up.
Coach Hak speaks to his athletes in fluent Dari. He calls them the bravest people he's ever met. The Korean beams with pride when, during one sparring match, a fighter from his junior team fearlessly attacks Nisar, even though the boy is only 15 years old and barely half Nisar's height. The fighters take a break when the call to prayer echoes from a nearby mosque. Several young men kneel in front of a wall, still dressed in their sweaty helmets and pads, and begin to pray. Nisar, meanwhile, stretches by doing a split, moving with the grace of a ballet dancer. Though he's only 23, Nisar has already endured a battery of operations on his knees and hands due to many injuries in the Taekwondo ring. To get the surgery, he had to travel overseas because there are no sports doctors in Afghanistan. In fact, Nisar and his teammates have to train without many of the most basic amenities.
Yeah, there's no showers here.
There is no showers.
Is there a bathroom?
No, we don't have a bathroom.
Lack of plumbing or modern facilities did not stop Nisar from winning a silver medal at the Taekwondo World Championships last year. When he steps into the ring this August in Beijing, Nisar says once again he will be fighting for his country.
I like to prove for all the world that we can get the Olympic medal. I want to prove that the Afghan sports is very strong. I think they're thinking that Afghan is not strong, but I will show them how is Afghan people.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.
At NPR.org, you can watch a video profile of Nisar Badawi. You'll see him training and learn more about his Olympic aspirations.